10, 6, 22. These people will do absolutely anything they can to silence us.
I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
And they certainly don't want you to notice that in your local obituaries, the most commonly used phrase is now, died suddenly.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Going low.
Instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere.
I dare you to go and look. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, October 6, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So Bloomberg News is working on a hit piece about me and about this program. That's fine. I don't care. Might already be out now. Actually, I don't know because I certainly don't read Bloomberg. But the purpose of this article is apparently to report on the news that some organization called the Tech Transparency Project doesn't like us. So what is the Tech Transparency Project, you might ask? Well, the whole thing is the creation of the group Campaign for Accountability. The Campaign for Accountability is literally just a left-wing group whose entire purpose is promoting censorship online. Real shocker here. One of their top donors is the Open Society Foundation, aka George Soros. Another one is the Bohemian Foundation, the personal plaything of Pat Stryker, the heiress of a massive medical devices fortune. So basically, a conservative America First program that attacks big medicine is getting attacked by the lapdogs of a radical leftist billionaire and a medical industry profiteer. So what's this Bloomberg piece all about? Well, according to the email that we got, this Tech Transparency Project accuses us of, quote, inciting harassment of hospital workers. Let's be clear. We have never incited harassment of anyone. We've never told people to go to anyone's private homes. You know, like the left did for all of the Supreme Court justices last summer. We've never said to go and find and seek out people in restaurants and then scream at them like Democrats did to Trump administration members last summer. We haven't sent news crews to people's private homes to ask why they donated to some legal defense fund like several news outlets did for supporters of Kyle Rittenhouse. No, we've done none of that. What we have done, and what we will not apologize for, is encourage people to contact hospitals where alleged wrongdoing is happening. Where patients are being flagrantly mistreated or grossly abused, or they're being held against their will or against the will of their family members. This isn't harassment any more than it's harassment for people to contact their congressman, or to contact their local government, or to contact this news program, for that matter. These hospitals always have public phone numbers. They exist for people to call them. And when hospitals are committing evil acts against ordinary people, we will always stand in support of those ordinary people. And of course, Bloomberg and their hacks know this. We know how this game works. It isn't news that some left-wing organization doesn't like our show. This is activism dressed up as reporting for the purposes of getting us banned from the web and discouraging businesses from doing advertising business with this platform. And Bloomberg makes this obvious in their email to us, quote, many podcast platforms prohibit incitement of harassment as part of their policies, and I just wanted to give you the opportunity to comment on this and whether you believe that you're in violation of those policies. In other words, we're just going to formulate this left-wing attack job and say that you're violating the rules, and then we're going to call every online platform that hosts you and demand that you get deplatformed. It's just like when that NBC reporter does reporting on extremism on Facebook. She's not doing it to inform the public. No, she does it to notify Facebook of who they're supposed to ban, and then she brags about it when she succeeds. Another NBC reporter, Ben Collins, did that last month to destroy the anti-transgender website Kiwi Farms. He wasn't even subtle about it. He just did an article full of biased reporting for the sake of getting the website shut down. Well, now they're doing the same to us. So we decided to get this reporter who emailed us on the phone. Fortunately, Minnesota, where we are, is a one-party consent state, so we could legally record the phone call, which is exactly what we did. Here's some of what Bloomberg reporter Davey Alba had to say.
Oh, okay. I see who's funding all of this now. Are you guys going to report on, by the way, who's funding this
tax transparency thing, that this is literally a Soros and Stryker operation? Or because if you're reporting on it as news, I mean, obviously you'd be.
We include the context of, you know, that it's part of a nonprofit, that it has put out research reports before, and we have also done our legwork, our reporting legwork, to listen again to some of these excerpts that they pull out.
You catch that? So, yeah, no, they're not going to report on who funds this nonprofit or what its obvious agenda is. That would defeat the real purpose of their article, which is canceling us. And here's what Ms. Alba had to say when I asked about their coverage priorities.
I think I have what I need. Thank
we
you for sharing your perspective.
We cover stories about children, like actual children, that are being denied life-saving transplants because they had not received an injection, being falsely referred to as safe and effective, when so many children are dying after receiving this injection. Is Bloomberg or the Tech Transparency Project aware of the spike in professional athletes and people at the peak of their physical condition that are dropping dead after getting these shots and their boosters? Is Bloomberg interested in reporting on any of that? Why has Bloomberg avoided writing news on any of the aforementioned?
Is there any other context or response you'd like to have us include?
I would like a response to my question. Why has Bloomberg failed to report any of that news? That's news, and that's all documented by data and actual real statistics.
That's not something that I think is necessarily relevant to my getting your comment on this.
Disgusting. Yeah, so don't hold your breath on Bloomberg ever covering a real story. Who cares about a 15% rise in excess deaths, right? Who cares about kids or young people or athletes, people at the peak of their physical condition just dropping dead without explanation? Who cares about any of that when they can do sham hit pieces on behalf of the Tech Transparency Project? Let's get this straight. We are the harassers. We're the harassers because we've given a platform to the patients and the family members who were victimized by a demonic medical system that they trusted to take care of them. We're the harassers. Not the nurses who vaccinated people against their will or kept placing people on the remdesivir death protocol as bodies piled up. We're the harassers. Not the doctors who publicly announced on Facebook that people deserve to die for the crime of not being vaccinated. And that they personally looked forward to the day that they would be able to stare into their eyes as they died. And how about these reporters who see it as their job to shut down shows that people want to listen to, discussing topics that they want to hear about? We aren't the ones guilty of intimidation and harassment here. Bloomberg is. They're trying to get us to shut up and back off. They want to scare us. They want to intimidate us, but we will not be intimidated. And in fact, we will not be silenced. So in fact, we are hitting back hard. And along the way, we're going to cover the news that they're too busy doing Soros' bidding to ever cover. We're going to release an entire documentary on the exact topic that Sorosburg News doesn't want to mention. Coming out this November, get ready for Died Suddenly.
And I never pass up an opportunity when I see a newborn baby. I stop and I drink it in. Because my heart aches to think that seeing a newborn baby may become one of the rarest things. And I want to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But so many people have taken this.
We'll be right back.
Again, that drops next month. It's from the same directors as Watch the Water and These Little Ones, Matt Skow and Nick Stumphauser, who both join us now. Matt, Nick, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Stu.
That's Teresa Long, flight surgeon, Dr. Teresa Long, Lieutenant Colonel, who was saying she fears that one day we will no longer see babies born. That hits hard.
That's the reality we're in. It's something I never thought I'd hear or see in my lifetime. And we're living it. And unfortunately, they're trying to suppress this information. But people like you and what we do, we're going to make sure the world is on notice of what's happening to every single person who is affected by this death shot.
Why isn't anybody else covering any of this? Why does it have to be the Stu Peters Show and the Film Division and documentaries like Died Suddenly to expose all of this? Why aren't people talking about this? This is what people are talking about at their kitchen tables.
Yeah. You know what? Just as it, like you were showing in that Bloomberg hit piece, the media has been taken over. And in the film, we will show how the medical industry was taken over by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And these names, you hear them all the time, and they're almost a meme now, but they're the true people behind this. And we know behind them is Satan himself. We will show the takeover, systematic takeover, from homeopathic ways of dealing with ailments to drugs and a lockdown of real medicine, and the putting that word quackery on these doctors that were here to help at us at one point were put away. And we will show that in the film as well as what we're dealing with on a major scale of people dying suddenly.
Nick, some of the most amazing stuff that I have seen came out of Idaho when we were there talking with all kinds of people in front of lawmakers about the effects that these shots have had on humanity. When you were researching and putting this film together, Died Suddenly, what is some of the most shocking thing that you learned?
The fact that there are people walking around with these clots inside of them right now.
And they have no idea.
So, you know, Matt held them in his hands. When we interviewed Richard Hirschman, he held the clots in his hands, and we both just cannot fathom the fact that there are people walking around with 33 inches of calamari in their aorta. It makes no sense to us at all, but we know that they're there because they come out through things like ozone therapy and regular phlebotomies. And we know they're there because 80 to 90% of the bodies that these embalmers are taking care of are having these clots in them now. I think that's probably the most shocking just because it's the most tangible. Like, you know, when you take a giant clot out of someone's aorta, like it's pretty undeniable.
The thing is, when we talk to professions in any field and they say, I've never seen this before, that's a red light. I've never seen this before. Boom. 20 years in the field. I've never seen this before. What is it? We went to Alabama. We sat with an embalmer. We've seen these things come out real time. They are coming out of cadavers and they are not post-mortem. That's the thing. These things are in people. This is a ticking time bomb. And then when we have this died suddenly of what? Death? Like there is something causing the death. I'm hurt. I'm frightened of what is the next 5 years going to look like.
Yeah, I'm pissed off. And then you have these actuaries that are coming out with 40% increases in overall deaths. The number one cause of death for the first time as a nation ever in Canada is unknown causes. Died suddenly. Unknown causes. People understand what's going on here for the most part. Do you agree with that? I mean, do you think that the majority of people are now starting to realize, hey, something is just not right here?
I think the film is going to be really the final piece of the puzzle because we're doing the homework for people. So when they're sitting around the dinner table at Thanksgiving and they're saying, well, my Uncle Jerry and my cousin Susie and my friend Tim at work and like all these individual pieces of information, and they don't know how to fit them all together because they don't understand the history and then what's physically happening inside of the bodies.
And the ideology of who pushed this on the populace.
we're going to synthesize all that for them. But no, I think at least half are seeing the signals, and then the other half is entirely oblivious. And if you pay attention to social media, I mean, there's still people getting very excited about having their fourth vaccine and posting about it. And
yeah.
It's this is going to unequivocally, 100% without question, going to be the biggest movie of our time. Think about what has happened to humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. We've never seen anything like this. And the thing is that there's motives behind this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This isn't safe and effective. That's a cute little word they put on. So you'll take whatever this thing is they're putting into this untested shot they're enforcing on people, mandating. Look, there are intentions behind this, and we're going to uncover them, and we're going to just do this together. Stu, you've been a pioneer at this. You've taken this mandate from God, and you're giving it to the people of the world, and it's up to them. You got to face facts. If you took this shot, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm not going to take another one. And God, how do I get this out of me?
Yeah. And that's something that we're also trying to explore, but Matt's right. When you look at these other documentaries that are coming out right now, first of all, we applaud them. This is not a competition.
No.
This is extremely important. And we can't cover in an hour the hundreds of hours of very important things. But one thing that we have yet to see anyone touch, which we are going to explicitly articulate, is two things. One, I'm not going to say because I want to keep it for the film in its full context. But the second is exactly what Matt said. This is not an accident. This is not opportunism. Nobody is capitalizing off of a slightly failed product or the fact that governments can mandate vaccines or anything like that. This is about 250 years in the making.
Wow. The most important, when I say the biggest, I mean the most important film of our time, in these end times.
Yeah.
That was predicted, that's all been laid out for us. This should surprise nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody should be shocked by what is happening right now.
It's almost like they carved it into stone or something.
They told us how many people they want on the earth, okay?
500 million. That means you have to get rid of, by murder, 7.5, oh, I don't know, billion people. That film, Died Suddenly, coming in November. Matt Skow, Nick Stumphauser, thank you so much. You guys are brilliant, and I feel so blessed to have you at this network.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Stu.
Yeah, so they don't want us talking about this. They don't want us discussing Died Suddenly. They don't want you to notice in your community that the most commonly used phrase in obituaries all of a sudden is Died Suddenly. They don't want you knowing about the Facebook group with hundreds of thousands of subscribers in it whose family members and loved ones died suddenly. So if you have a picture of your loved one who was murdered and died suddenly, I suggest that you post it on social media, on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram and everywhere else, using the hashtag Died Suddenly. We will not be silenced. That most important documentary, Died Suddenly, coming November. Don't miss it. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
I want you to think seriously about saving yourself and your family from this imminent shutdown of the financial system as part of ushering in this new world order, this one world government that these demonic things are desperately trying to instill. Imminently, they are going to shut down the financial system, all of your money, anywhere in the electronic banking system, checking, savings, 401ks, IRAs, retirement accounts, investment accounts, cryptocurrencies, crash. They're going to try to take it all from you. They have to. So protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co., please. Protect yourself. Call them, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Gold Co. will give you up to $10,000 or more in free silver with your qualified account if you mention Stu Peters. They're appreciative of your business, and they're going to help to protect you, just like they've already protected thousands of Americans from this imminent theft, these tax hikes, the hyperinflation, all of these things. We're in a full-blown recession. Protect yourself now. Gold and silver from Gold Co. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you call them today. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. So Dr. Anna Mihalcha is an internal medicine physician with a PhD in pathology as well as 22 years of a clinical practice. She's also the author of the book Light Medicine, A New Paradigm, The Science of Light, Spirit, and Longevity. You can find that book on Amazon. Of course, if you don't like Jeff Bezos, you can find it at other online booksellers, and you should give it a look. Because Dr. Mihalcha has also been a leader in the fight for the medical and ethical freedom of doctors during the COVID pandemic. She's a member of Medical Doctors for COVID Ethics, and she's worked with other doctors around the world to investigate evidence of self-assembling nanotechnology within the vials of these COVID shots. Dr. Mihalcha is also a special expert on the topic of vaccine shedding. In her own practice, she has used D-dimer elevation as a marker for vaccine shedding, which she tries to reverse using infusions of vitamin C as well as other treatments. Now, you're probably asking, what is D-dimer elevation and how do I check for it? Luckily, we have the expert herself here to answer that, and Dr. Mihalcha joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Stu. Wonderful to be here.
So this is not a myth. This is not a conspiracy theory. Vaccine shedding with these particular shots is absolutely provable. It's a real thing. How did you find evidence to back these claims?
So what happened was that I had patients who came into my office and they were starting to complain about strange symptoms. I had, for example, women who were riding in a car with a vaccinated person and for about an hour and a half. And at the end of that car ride, got out of the car and two unvaccinated women started hemorrhaging at the same time. Vaginally. And so then they found out that the person that they rode with had just had a shot about a week earlier. Then other people came in and said, oh, I was in contact with a vaccinated person. And then, you know, pulmonary embolism occurred, things like blood pressure abnormalities, all kinds of strange symptoms. So when I heard about the data of Dr. Charles Hoff from Canada, who had tested vaccinated people for this D-dimer test, which is a marker of clotting that we look for example, when we suspect that somebody has a blood clot in the lungs. I thought, well, maybe I should check this. And I started doing it, and I started to see an exponential rise in people who were unvaccinated and obviously did not have any symptoms of blood clotting. So then I had read an article by Dr. Thomas Levi, who showed that he was, in a live blood analysis, able to reverse the rouleau formation that can contribute to blood clotting type things with vitamin C. I've also read about graphene oxide and chelation treatment. And so I came up with this protocol and I just checked whether or not it would be successful. So I did four infusion treatments with 20,000 milligrams of vitamin C in a row. I obviously put people also on an oral treatment with things like intermittent ivermectin twice a week, hydroxychloroquine three times a week, etc. And then I also used Epithalon, which is an anti-aging peptide that lengthens telomeres. And so then I checked people again after a month and the D-dimer normalized. And this happened over and over again. Autoimmune markers reversed, etc. Then I did several different experiments and I didn't do infusions on a group of people versus those who had both treatments. And it turned out that clearly the infusions had a contributing effect because those who were just taking the oral treatment, including Plasmonex, Ornithine and aspirin, they did not revert their D-dimer back. So I advocate to have this checked just to screen people because we may be able to prevent blood clotting.
So black pill is we're going to be around people who've received this injection probably for the rest of our lives. White pill is that there is something we can do about it. For people who do have symptoms, early onset symptoms of this microclotting or blood clotting, what might some of those symptoms be?
So symptoms, for example, like blood pressure abnormalities, strange headaches from shedding, there can be other things like chronic fatigue, brain fog, etc. The symptoms, a lot of people didn't really have symptoms who were around people with shedding. They just came in and says, hey, I'm worried about this. I've heard about this phenomenon. And so I said, well, go get this test. And it came back positive. And so this was positive, not just in older people, but in all ages and people in their 20s. And like I said, out of those who had the test, I would say that about 65% came back positive, and none of them had actual symptoms of pulmonary embolism or deep vein thrombosis.
What will happen to these people if they don't treat it, if they don't catch it?
Well, so the whole risk is that potentially there could be an increased risk for microclotting. And microclotting can cause very, very silent symptoms of accelerated aging and overall chronic fatigue, et cetera. So it's just good preventative medicine to check for this and see how people are affected.
A lot of people are rightfully very nervous about going to a hospital or into a doctor. Because the doctors are in the COVID cult and they're on the vax train and they want everybody to get it. They have this, I don't even think that it's ignorance anymore. I don't even think that it's incompetence. I think that they all know what these shots are doing, but yet they still shill for them because they don't want to lose their license and because they can bill insurance companies for, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. So what do people do? I mean, if they don't have a doctor that's willing to give them this D-dimer test, if they don't have a doctor that's willing to give them these injectable vitamin C treatments, what can people do?
So a lot of people, they can go, for example, and order their own blood test. So lifeextension.com, you don't need a doctor. You can just order a D-dimer test and check it for yourself. And then if it is elevated, these things like plasminex, nettokinase, lumbokinase, these are natural anticoagulants that are able to help with reversing some of these symptoms. Then also natural treatments, for example, Artemisia annua, black cumin seed oil, or the extract of it is thymoquinone, vitamin D, vitamin C, those kinds of things can be taken orally. And I'll advocate, particularly with vitamin C, for a pretty high dose because we're getting graphene oxide from chemtrails in our food, in our water supply. So you want to have something that chelates you, which vitamin C is a natural chelator. It binds to these heavy metals as well as detoxifies graphene. So we have this possibility to do this orally as well. Other things are bentonite clay, things that can detoxify things. And then obviously the ivermectin in low dose, 0.2 milligrams per kilogram twice a week, also has been very helpful just to block spike protein and cover all bases.
Wow. Our kids are going to school. They're around these, you know, double jab, triple boosted teachers. They're around peers. Unfortunately, parents were busting down the lines to bring their kids to the front of the line to get them injected with this thing as soon as the FDA and the CDC recommended it and approved it and all this other crap, despite the fact that it's caused an unprecedented amount of death. So we're going to be around these people. What about kids? Is this clotting an issue for them, or are they, like the COVID virus, largely immune to it?
I think that children are immune, but it's worthwhile to check. For example, I had a patient and both children, two-year-olds, anytime that they would get around a vaccinated grandparent, they were developing rashes, etc.
I've seen that stuff. People are going to say Dr. Mihalcha and everybody else like her are quacks. This is not happening. These people do hit pieces and write-ups, and they make you sound like a crazy conspiracy theorist for saying that this thing is actually shedding. I can say firsthand, I get around people who are injected. I'm on a plane, or I'm traveling to someplace, or I'm in a public space. I get a hangover-type headache. I remember the days of drinking wine, too much of it. I remember what that headache feels like. That's the only thing that I can compare it to. I also get very nasally and stuffed up. I'm already nasally and stuffed up pretty much anyways, but even more so. And then lightheadedness, you know, like I'll get, if you squat down and then you stand up too quickly, you know that feeling? I kind of get that feeling when I'm around these people. So, I mean, this is a real thing. There's no way for me to specifically diagnose it because I'm not a doctor. But where's the proof of this? There has to be some kind of proof other than your observation, which the press is going to say, oh, she's crazy. This was a one-off.
So first of all, it's in the Pfizer trial documents, and clearly it says that if someone is around a vaccinated person, a man who is around a vaccinated woman, he can go home and transfer whatever that is to another unvaccinated woman, and that it's an occupational hazardous exposure for a healthcare provider who is exposed to somebody who just got the injection, and it needs to be reported within 24 hours. You cannot tell me that that's not something that would be real if this is so dangerous that it has to be reported clinically. Also, we know about the fact that this sheds into breast milk. There are studies about this. And I think that, that the denial of the medical community is absolutely unconscientious, because there are women who are having menstrual irregularities, miscarriages, just from being around vaccinated people. And this Dr. James Thorpe has been documenting this in My Cycle Story. If you look at the PDF of some of these horrendous experiences that women have had, unvaccinated women, after being around injected people. So this is not a myth. And to say that this is quackery, I am a physician. The observations that I'm making clinically with my patients, that is real. And that is what I am reporting on. And to dismiss my patient's experience is unconscientious, and I should never be done.
Thank you for being brave enough to actually come forward and say it. Dr. Mihalcha, you are a hero, and we're just so thankful that you've found ways to actually treat this, and thank you for being here. So go get that D-dimer test. Obviously, you need to check yourself for this. We're going to be around these people all the time. Get the D-dimer tests for your children and for yourself. This is a serious risk, not a myth. Pfizer reports this themselves in their own documents. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. A lot of people are starting to understand the importance of having magnesium in their system. It's so important for your body's overall performance, for its functionality. 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency, which leads to added stress and anxiety and low mood and depression and sleepless nights and even an early grave. So a lot of people take these supplements, but they're taking supplements that are actually doing the opposite of what they're supposed to do because they're a laxative. So you're pooping out everything that you're trying to put in, plus everything else that you're putting into your body. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types, the most important types of magnesium, and the exact appropriate amounts. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Plus, if you use promo code Stu Peters, you'll get big discounts when you go there, and you'll be sure that you can combat this stress and anxiety, combat this sleepless nights. You don't want to do that. It's so bad for you. 75% of Americans suffer from this deficiency. Don't let it be you. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So last month, the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh exposed how Vanderbilt University in Tennessee has been drugging and castrating and otherwise mutilating children in the name of transgenderism. He publicized video where Dr. Shane Taylor, it's important to name these people, bragged about what a huge moneymaker transition surgeries were for the hospital. Yeah, precisely because such monstrous procedures require mountains of follow-up care to deal with all of the complications that they cause. If you can believe it, your body finds it unnatural to chop your penis and testicles off and replace it with an open wound. But it's not just Vanderbilt. No, now this is happening at another college in a supposedly conservative state, if you believe in that stupid construct. Sloan Rackmuth is the president of the parent group Education First Alliance PAC. She just did an article exposing how East Carolina University has begun a transgender training program to market their brand new child mutilation clinic. This clinic will be offering its services to children as young as 4. Now, all that is bad enough. But East Carolina is also getting into the grooming game. They've developed what they call safe zone training, where they go into K through 12 schools to propagandize students about LGBTQ values, whatever that means. Their materials focus heavily on transgenderism specifically. It's basically marketing materials for mutilating. Now, we have the power to stop this kind of thing. North Carolina has a Republican-controlled state legislature, and if they cared, they could ban all of this at their next special session. Maybe it'd get vetoed by the Democratic governor, but so what? Isn't this exactly the type of thing that's worth taking a stand on? And of course, Tennessee and every other state with unified Republican government have even less excuse. They can ban this outright. They can call it what it is, child mutilation, and they can arrest these fake doctors and put them in prison for life along with other psychopaths. So why don't they? Sloan Rachmuth joins us now. Sloan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate it. Yeah, your intro is dead on. I mean, look, not only do we have a Republican-controlled General Assembly, we actually have a doctor who is an ER doctor at ECU. He's part of the staff there at ECU, running as a Republican, if you can believe it. TikTok, it's been 7 days since Timothy Reeder, running for Republican for the State House, has said anything, and we're trying to get him on record. I mean, look, this practice is something that's universally understood as being ghoulish. It's kind of akin to bestiality. We all know it, no matter who you are. It's the tolerance. One side purports to tolerate it. The other side purports to be in horror of it, but neither side seems to be doing anything about it.
Why do they want us to worship these people like they're gods? I mean, honestly, why is it so sensitive to talk about what this actually is? These people are freaks and they are child groomers, period.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, look, this type of network that we have here, as you intimated, it's a classroom to operating room pipeline, and it's a General Assembly to operating room pipeline. It is absolutely ghoulish. It should be outlawed, but there's people that don't want to stand up for it. So we had a bill that was passed by, or initiated rather, by three senators about 4 years ago now that would have made this practice unlawful. We just had a parental rights bill that didn't make it onto the floor for a vote in the House. And we're expected as Republicans to believe that, oh, no, just vote us in. We need a supermajority. And then ... Well, these type of things are going to go on unless someone stops it. I mean, it's the tolerance, Stu, that's the problem. We know what's happening.
I don't think it has anything to do with being a Republican. I think that's fake. It's all a construct. This has everything to do with being a Christian, a believer of God, and a follower of Jesus, who specifically told us, do nothing to harm these little ones. It would be better for him to have a millstone tied around his neck and for him to be thrown into the depths of the sea than to hurt these little ones. This clinic will be offering its services to children as young as 4. Why does a 4-year-old child need to be brought to a clinic like this? What's the justification?
Money. I mean, best I can figure is money. I mean, look, we haven't seen a network that has come together to deliver something that's not healthcare. It's actually a form of eugenics. We haven't seen this type of rah-rah, sis, boom-bah for anything in the state of North Carolina, in particular, since eugenics, which has just recently been outlawed in North Carolina. The last sterilization of people of color was done in 1977. I believe we were the last state in the union to outlaw that. And as you know, we perfected in America the eugenics movement, which, of course, Adolf Hitler adopted, perverted, and used to extinguish my people, which is the Jewish people. So I'm Jewish. This is so offensive to me because I know what road that we're on. This is genocide. Here's why I'm saying that. 70-something percent of girls are getting this. So when you look at actually who's getting the surgeries, that's the top surgeries, et cetera, that's mostly girls. So when you have something targeted here to genetically modify a type of person, right? We start to call it pre-genocidal behavior. And that's exactly what we're looking at here. And all horns are blowing the same tune, be it in the school, be it in the state house, be it in healthcare. I don't know if you knew this, but AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics came out on Thursday, wrote to Merrick Garland and said, hey, anyone like Sloan Ratmuth, anyone like Education First Alliance that is exposing these clinics, investigate them, big tech deplatform them, because we're creating unsafe environments.
Yeah, this same thing Bloomberg wants to do to us. They want to throw us off of the Podbean network. They want us off of Apple Podcasts because they say that we're inciting violence and harassing doctors because we're naming the people who are killing your family's loved ones with this poisonous remdesivir, knowing what they're doing, denying them nutrition, denying them hydration, denying them the right to try. I mean, it's the same exact thing. They want you investigated the same way that they're investigating the January 6thers who are locked up in a gulag without due process. You are a dissident to the fake government, the installed regime that's operating a Marxist coup and ushering in full communism. As part of that, you need the absence of the rule of law, and you need complete pandemonium and chaos. Division is huge. And don't you dare talk about the fact that black people commit more crimes or that the trust the science crowd is completely wrong, because there's no science that says a man can chop off his penis and become a woman or vice versa. These are outcasts of people who are crying out, these kids, specifically the girls who are transitioning into boys, they're outcrying because of our hypersexualized culture. They're not getting the attention and the love that they need at home or in school, and so they're being lied to and told that they're really just boys trapped in a girl's body. You say that this is about money, but then you acknowledge that this is about something a whole lot deeper. What is the root of all of this?
Well, I mean, the root is this, is that on the one side, you've got the money motivation, right? We know that from Vanderbilt, and we can kind of see the books. Here in North Carolina, get this, Medicaid pays for this procedure. Not only does Medicaid pay for it, the state health plan, there's about 750,000 government workers on that. That means they're dependent. So here's an unusual situation, Stu, in healthcare. When you actually have a payer on the one hand and you don't have patients, we never see that in healthcare, never. So is there a money motivation? Yes, there is. We have to acknowledge it on the one hand. On the other hand, we have people who know damn well what they're doing, as you intimated before. They know exactly what they're doing. They want a nationless society, a borderless society, a genderless society. They want us on the road to being basically automatons and, able
Borgs.
To easily govern.
Yeah, this is a Borg society is what this
That's
is.
That's right. It's preposterous.
How do people fight back against this, particularly with this East Carolina University?
Well, number one, you got to ask the right questions and put people on blast. Here's what I mean. Every citizen has a duty to ask the right questions. The quality of life that you get is based on the quality of questions that you ask. So we're asking everyone, you need to put every single politician on record and say, hey, what are you going to do about the fact that girls don't get to have their own sports team anymore? Hey, what are you going to do about girls not being able to have their own public changing facilities or restroom facilities? And what are you going to do to stop the mutilation and the castration of children? We all know it's horrific. We don't need to ask people, Stu, if it's horrific. We get it. What are you going to do? Because if the answer is they don't deserve to be elected.
Yeah. And when we return to a system that has free and fair elections, we need to support the people who are actually going to tell the truth and combat something like this. Because I would venture to guess that when you're asking the current government, whatever this thing is, the corporate government crime syndicate, questions like you just asked, you're not going to get a response. And the truth is they're going to do nothing about it. Unfortunately, we need to be the plan. We need to be the ones that affect this change. And until we do it, these people will not stop until they are stopped. Sloan Ratmuth, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. So I know you won't mind me taking a minute to tell you about how I deal with my arthritic pain and the way that you should deal with any pain that you have. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headache pain. If you have chronic migraines, maybe you're dealing with seasonal allergies or allergies to pets, for example, but you love dogs. You want to have a dog, but your eyes itch and your nose waters all the time. What about Parkinson's disease? Anybody been diagnosed with that, dealing with those symptoms? Do you have a kid that has ADHD? Yeah, Curibl.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Go do the research on your own. This is the CBD company. I use it for my arthritic pain. Yes, I have it. Okay, old athletic injury, endoclavicular arthropathy. What that basically means is incapacitating shoulder pain. makes it really difficult for me to do anything. Working out in the gym, all of those things. I have this cooling roll-on that I use from Curable, KURIBL.com. This is the natural way to deal with things instead of injections and surgeries. What about the antipsychotics or antidepressants, the neurotoxins they want you to give your kids for these ADHD diagnoses? No, check out Curable.com, KURIBL.com. You will be amazed at what CBD can do in your life. It's all natural. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota, and it's a family-owned business. Plus, if you use promo code STU at Curable.com, you will get 20% off site-wide on all of their products. Know who you're doing business with and get big discounts. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. You've heard me talk about Patriots Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well, so why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF, yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Welcome back. So almost no country on earth has promoted COVID shots as much as the UK over the past 2 years. About 92% of that population over the age of 12 has been vaccinated. These were supposed to protect the public from COVID and bring down the death rate, remember? But if you look at the data, that's not what's been happening at all. During one four-month period in 2021, England and Wales had more than 20,000 excess deaths compared to just 2 years before. Half of those excess deaths were blamed on COVID, despite almost everyone being vaccinated. But the other half had nothing to do with COVID. They were just people dying suddenly of other ailments. Incidentally, it was disproportionately heart problems, heart disease, cardiovascular issues, and of course, sudden, random, unexpected heart failure. Died suddenly. These excess deaths haven't gone away in 2022. In fact, right now in the UK, the rate of excess deaths is rising with each passing month. Over the past 10 weeks, the UK has done about 15% more deaths than they had during the same period before the pandemic. The increase is from almost every cause of death that you can imagine. Heart failure is up 24%. Diabetes deaths are up 19%. Chronic lower respiratory disease deaths are up 10%. Diseases of the urinary system, including the kidneys, are up 15%. And it gets more interesting. It was theorized that lockdowns would cause a surge of cancer deaths because people weren't getting tested in hospitals, and so cancers would go undetected until it was too late to treat them. But cancer is one of the only causes of death that hasn't shot through the roof in Britain. So that theory seems busted. Something else is happening that's killing all of these people. Something like, say, a new vaccine using untested technology that was forced onto the entire population. Dr. Stella Emanuel says this surge of excess deaths is being seen worldwide and warns that we need to be prepared for even more deaths in the months to come. And she joins us now. Dr. Emanuel, thank you so much for coming. We always appreciate having you.
Thank you, Stu, for having me.
These aren't myths. So these are sudden deaths. Died suddenly.
Yes, sudden adult death syndrome has become the commonest cause of death. Even in Canada, there are studies that are showing that. There are studies in America. Insurance companies, usually they insure the age of 18 to 45 very cheap because they don't die. But now many insurance companies are paying more in insurance debts. Embalming agents are reporting about young people dying and this stringy thing coming out of their blood, when they are being embalmed. And this is really crazy because nobody is talking about it. Still, to show you how major this is, almost everybody knows somebody that has dropped dead suddenly. Do you know how many people have to be dying for almost everybody to know somebody that has dropped dead suddenly? Yeah. It is crazy. And this is what the Bible talks about in Revelation 6, about the fourth seal is going to be death and hell. And people are going to die. One-fourth of the population of the world is going to die. They're going to die from pestilences. They're going to die from war. They're going to die from famine, and they are working on famine. But the fourth cause is they're going to die from death. And what are we calling that diagnosis? Sudden adult death syndrome. They're going to die from death. These shots that have been injected in people are causing death. People are dropping dead. And this was their plan all along. So I tell people, if you've been vaccinated and you're hearing this and you're terrified, what should you do?
Right.
Number one, you need to repent. If you go on our website, we have a prayer, drstellamd.com. There's a prayer there. If you've been vaccinated, you repent. Still, we've seen miracles. We've seen people that were paralyzed. When they repented, paralysis get released. We've seen people that will be praying for people and something will be running up and down their hands. They'll be feeling poke where the vaccine thing is. This stuff is spiritual. Because it is spiritual, the blood of Jesus can deliver you from it. And then the second thing we tell people to do is to go through a detox. We also have it on our website. We have a detox on drstellamd.com for those that have been jabbed. And then the third thing I tell them to do, give your life to Christ. If you die in Christ and you've repented and cleansed yourself of this stuff, you get to go to heaven. So everybody quit being so afraid to die, because 1/4 of the world's population is going to be dying. And what happens to you when you die is what is the important thing, not whether you die or not. Because at the end of the day, if you die now and we're going through this tribulation and the second coming of Christ is coming, your relatives that die in Christ right now, you will see them again very soon, because we're all going to be resurrected anyway. That is our belief and trust as children of God. So as a child of God, and if you've not given your life to Christ, I admonish you, give your life to Christ. Oh, I'm Muslim, I'm Hindu, I'm Buddhist. That's okay. If you don't listen to me right now, when you start hearing about this crazy death, call on the name of Jesus. Because at the end, the battle is going to be between Jesus and the devil. So we do two things. We pray for the nation. We try to lead people to Christ and get people ready, prepared, even for famine. Make sure you have food and everything so that you don't get caught up in it. And then the second thing we do is that we put together things that can help people. Still, we're going into the winter, vaccinated or unvaccinated. I advise people, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait till you're too sick. We're already beginning to see an uptick of COVID cases, and many vaccinated people are getting sick. Don't wait till you get sick.
I'm just going to tell you right now, there's no such thing as a normal fever anymore either. People aren't just having these. This is what you told me. I called you. Remember? Listen, I'm just going to air my business out there. I personally called Dr. Stella Emanuel because my little nephew was here. He was in the studio for an entire week. He had to be off. He wasn't feeling good. Sore throat, fever, chills, all of these things, you know. And then all of a sudden, his dad got it. His mom got it. I got it. It was going around. It didn't feel normal. It didn't feel like a normal cold or a normal fever. Dr. Stella Emanuel said, well, do you have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? I went to drstellamd.com. I used promo code STU. Hopefully you're okay with that. I got a discount.
Yes.
I stocked up. I gave this stuff to people, you know, that needed it. They obviously went through their own telehealth deal on your website because you legally prescribe things specifically for people.
Yes.
They followed Dr. Stella Emanuel's regimen, and in 2 days, boom, back to normal. Could not believe how quickly this stuff worked. So now I am a true believer. I have the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in my medicine cabinet, and I will never be caught without it. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU. We appreciate you offering that discount to the viewers of this family.
Yes, use promo code STU and you get a discount. And America, please hear me. Don't call me to come get you out of the hospital.
Right.
You can prevent going to the hospital.
That's it.
STU, it took you 2 days to get better. 2 days.
Right, yes.
Not even the flu. You know what I'm saying? So this thing is treatable. Just hear what we're saying right now before it's too late. And of course, stock up food, water, and everything. We know that people are going to die, but don't die from famine.
Yeah.
Don't die unnecessarily.
The Stu Peters Network exclusive shortage. Yeah.
And not hearing. They are jabbed and they are not hearing us. But the patriots are going to be alive and well and standing and fighting for humanity. That is what we're going to do, because that's what we're called to do. And we're hearing. Get out of the matrix, folks.
Man, I just love having you on. You are so based. I love it. Man, just an uplift in my spirit every single time. We absolutely love you. DrStellaMD.com. Dr. Stella Emanuel, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you
for being a humanitarian. Thank you for being a hero. Thank you for being an angel sent directly from God.
We
just love you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Just such an amazing person, an inspiration to millions of people, Dr. Stella Emanuel. God bless her. Go to newtopia.com/stu. Here's where you're going to find Call a Genius. I always encourage you to do your own research. You know about mushroom extracts. You know about the importance of mental performance. You want to double your mental performance. You want to double your cognitive performance. go to newtopia.com/stew. Here's where you're going to find, among other things, Collagen Genius and these other brain supplements, nootropics brain supplements that are 100% legal, totally safe, non-addictive. You won't get arrested and you won't get in physical trouble. You won't get in health problem trouble for being at your top peak mental performance. From the minute that you pop your eyes open, dealing with distractions, clarity, focus, drive, performance, overall, be the best you. Go to newtopia.com/stew. Use promo code StuPeters when you go to newtopia.com/stew. Very important, urgent message right now. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now. Carlos Cortez telling you how to beat this recession at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. We're out of time for today. Same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, God bless.